This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Think about inflation for a second, would you? Not how you feel about it. Ain't nobody likes it. Where, though, do you think it's going to be a year from now? By way of reminder, the Consumer Price Index in November was 3.1%. All right, you got your number? According to the New York Fed's survey of consumer expectations out this morning, 3% is what the wisdom of the crowds says for inflation 12 months from now. That is, yes, still well above the Fed's inflation target of 2%, as you know, but it's also the lowest it's been in 3 years. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that and some other details.
The economy in the past few years has reminded St. Olaf College economics professor Allison Ligke of what it's like to get up over and over and over in the night with a newborn baby.
It will never be daytime again.
Like there would be high inflation forever.
And then, like, you finally get up at, like, 4:45, and you're like, oh, dawn! That's what I think the consumers were feeling like.
And now, Ligke says this report from the New York Fed is akin to consumers seeing the sun.
People are finally starting to think, like, hey, maybe this will be all right. Maybe we will bring down inflation and not have enormous unemployment.
One reason consumers feel good, says Middlebury College economics professor Christina Sargent, is that currently they aren't dealing with huge price swings for necessities, including gas and eggs.
Those costs that they face sort of every day in their lives, they're not seeing them go up and up and up and up anymore.
Still, the fact that consumers expect prices to be 3% higher a year from now could actually create a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, says Véronique Dérougy, an economist with George Mason.
If you're a consumer, right, and you think there will be inflation tomorrow, what you do is you buy the stuff today rather than buy it tomorrow at a higher price. And when most people do this, it tends to push price upward.
And Dérougy points out, prices are already way higher than they were prior to the pandemic. So even though slower price growth would make consumers' lives easier,
we're not getting back to where we were 3 years ago.
To go back to economist Allison Ligke's analogy, even though every night with a newborn does eventually end, parents never really get as much sleep as they did before. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.